Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim.
Yes, welcome.
Oh, hi. That's Kim.
Oh, hi, and I'm Kim.
Hi. I'm the S part of the name. You're the Kim part of the name. Congratulations. Well done.
Well, thanks.
It's nice to be here. How are you? How are you feeling there?
Good.
Yeah?
By the way, the cat's name, which is a him, is named Nelson.
Oh, we got a cat in the chat.
Yep.
A cat who listens to the show named Nelson, who's also listening to the show, which is super sweet. And our cat won't do that. Our cat hates us.
Our cat hates you.
No, I don't think. I think our cat hates everyone, including her technical owner, her our daughter Carter. I don't even think he likes her.
Just going to put it out there. Deckard has never scratched me, and I get to pet him every day.
Yeah.
He's never scratched me.
Well, how often do you? I mean, what do you mean you've scratched him? You've walked up or what?
He hasn't scratched me.
But I mean, you don't get to pet him or anything.
Yeah, every morning I pick him up and I pet him and I put him on the washer where his food is so the dogs can't get to
it. You do that every morning?
Every morning.
Oh, my Lord. Well, all right.
Never had a problem. The cat likes me just fine.
He doesn't like me at all. He
doesn't like you at all.
He wants to see my reign here end.
Yeah.
And his begin. Deckard Cain, the male cat.
The cat that doesn't like Scott.
No, doesn't like me at all. Hey, we're back at it. It's a Thursday. It feels a little weird though, because the holidays really jacked my weeks up.
Yeah, it's a short week.
Yeah.
It started on a Wednesday instead of a Monday because of the holiday.
Yeah. I don't love that.
It's kind of nice though, because it's a short week.
Why is that good? Why do you like a short week?
I like to get to the weekend as fast as I can.
Okay. So you're, by the way, Friday isn't, we can go Friday now if you want.
Oh, we get to go to dinner.
Yeah. I got it confused. Night. He's talking about next Friday. So it's not this weekend, the following weekend. So if we want to go to, we got a gift certificate for a gift this year for Christmas to go to Ruth's Chris's.
Ruth's Chris's?
How do you say it?
Ruth's Chris.
I hate the name.
I don't know why it's like that. But it should
just, why can't they be like everybody else and just be like downhomecookingsteakhouse.com?
Well, because there's also Christopher's Steakhouse.
Never heard of that.
You haven't?
No.
It's
is that a local
also.
Thing? Mm-hmm. Must be a local thing. Oh, we've been there. We went there once.
There's probably Ruth's. There was a Ruth's Diner.
Yeah, I remember that. There's also.
So that's why it's Ruth's Chris. You'll remember because it's different from everybody else.
Ruth's, it's like Carl's Jr. The apostrophe S means ownership, right? Or it means possession. So, Carl's Jr., his junior what?
Okay, so Chris belongs to Ruth.
Ruth's Chris.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh,
I didn't think of that.
Made you think about it.
All right, but that's also weird that you...
So, they're like, what Chris are you talking about? Ruth's Chris.
That's dumb.
Oh, I don't know if that's what it's from.
Do you think they're married? Do you think there was like a marriage that that was going on?
And there was a lot of Chris's in the family?
Ruth.
Well, which Chris are you talking about? Ruth's Chris.
Chris Origin. Okay, I'm going to find this just real fast because it's going to drive me crazy. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Ruth Fertel, who died at 75 in 2002. Ruth Fertel is the founder of Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, that whole chain. She was born into a poor family in Happy Sack, Louisiana,
All right.
Which is 50 miles south of New Orleans. You ever heard of Happy?
Excuse me, 50 miles south.
It says
of New
59
Orleans.
Miles south of New Orleans, it would be underwater, wouldn't it?
That's what I think.
That doesn't make sense. That sounds fake.
Is there an island, maybe?
Hold on, we're going to find out.
Okay.
Okay.
Happy Sack? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Happy Sack. That's a...
Happy Sack, Louisiana. I've not heard of that.
Content scrotum. It says here, 50 miles south of New Orleans, though she had no restaurant experience before going into business, she would become known as the Empress of Steak. All right.
That's what we all want to be, the Empress of Steak.
Yeah. It says right here, 1942, 15-year-old Ruth graduated from high school at 15. Wow. Her brother, Sig, served in World War II and used his GI benefits to send Ruth to college. She attended Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge. By 19, she held a Bachelor of Science degree in physics and chemistry, graduating with honors. Her husband was eccentric. His name was not Chris. His name was Rodney Fertel. Marriage produced two sons, Randy and Jerry.
Well, they're not going to name it Ruth's Rod.
No, well, you'd hope not. That marriage ended in 58. Oh, okay, hold on.
Okay.
Her mother was, we're getting to the Chris. So I got to find the Chris. Okay. She had a thoroughbred trainer's license. She was the first woman in Louisiana to do that. She's kind of a big deal.
Oh, that is a big deal. Wow.
The prospects of Harvard tuition led her to business. Okay, here we go. Nobody thought opening a restaurant was a good idea. The name of the restaurant, the first one, was called Chris Steakhouse. It had been sold many times and was proven a money pit. In any event, Ruth couldn't afford it and raised the necessary capital for mortgaging her house for $22,000, which was a lot at the time. If she had been a renowned chef, this might have seemed like a good idea. If she'd spent a life in the restaurant business, maybe that would have been a good idea. Blah, 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 blah. Then, let's see. Okay, we're going to move on here.
Longer than I thought.
It kind of sucks. Okay, here it goes.
We should have looked it up.
She bought the restaurant from a guy named Chris Malagich, something like that. And she kept the name. And then when it burned down in 74, good Lord, she was forced to move according to the need. Okay, then it became Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. So it's like, it's her. There's normally this place called
Chris Steakhouse.
Yeah, okay. There you go. All right. Now I'm fine. It's
okay.
All good
that
now.
Took a long time to find out.
It did. That
we
was
should have done our research ahead of time.
Well, we didn't know we were going to bring it up.
Anyway, we're going there Friday night. All right.
Tomorrow night. Because today's Thursday, so there you have it.
Sweet.
So we're back. It's Kim and Scott Johnson doing our little show here. This is Skim. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Episode 9. It's great to be here. We had New Year's. Did you enjoy your New Year's?
Yes, it was lovely.
Was it, though?
We set up the movie, remember?
Yeah. My nephew set up, I've talked about this on TMS, but he set up Infinity War Part 1. There we go.
Yes.
Oh, it's funny. I was snapping to remember it. Because that's the whole point of it, is he set it up so if you started at a certain
9:48, I think it was, he snapped right at midnight. It was
right
great.
At midnight,
it was a lot of fun. We had
fingers.
Friends over, and we all were having a good old time.
Yep, and it was right on time. The snap happened.
It was perfect.
Right at the crack at midnight, and everybody freaked out, and hats off to my goofy nephew, Kai, who otherwise just plays video games all day. That's all he does.
That's what he likes to do.
That's okay, right?
That's his thing.
What is my thing?
I don't know.
Sorry, my keyboard was being leaned on by me. It was me. It was me the whole time.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was a lot of fun. Ring in the new year. Here we are, 2019.
Here we are.
I don't know that it's not the same as when I was a kid. When you're a kid, New Year is like a big deal, you know?
Yeah, it's a bigger deal then.
How do you feel about it?
You set your resolutions,
you know.
Clean out everything from Christmas, put it all away, and then you're like, okay, it's cold. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's freezing.
It's cold.
What is it right now here in Salt Lake City? SLC weather. It's
26 degrees.
A balmy 26 degrees.
A balmy 26 and sunny.
Yeah, which is the worst kind of cold because it's sunny out, yet it's freezing and it doesn't make any sense.
New Year's Eve and morning, I guess, early New Year's morning was about 6 degrees.
Yeah, that's
pretty
bad.
It was cold.
That's pretty cold. That's when you're worried about your
January,
pipes.
It's winter. It's
Do we have any pipes to worry about?
I don't think so.
No.
We've unhooked all the hoses. We've taken care of all that stuff.
What about my crack Sprinkles. Pipe? Should I worry about my crack pipe?
If you wear it outside.
All right. You should never smoke crack in the cold, is that what you're saying?
Whatever. Works for you.
My sister, who was visiting with us for a week, who vapes, she was always out
Did
vaping.
You have to
and
say it like that? Vapes.
I like to really pronounce it out. But she goes out in the yard and vapes in like 4-degree weather.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
It's a tough chick, dude. I couldn't do that. You have to really be into your vape, whatever flavor you got pumping through there.
It's a habit.
All right, I got a hard question from a listener that we should probably address before we get to anything else. Do you want to? You want to hear this?
Let's field it right now.
I haven't given you any warning, so
I don't have any warning. I don't know. I never know what's going on.
You have no idea what it's going to be.
I never have any warning.
Do you want warning? I can give you more warning.
Nope.
Because one time, 9 weeks ago when we started this thing, you said, I like not knowing what's coming.
It's kind of like how I don't watch previews for movies.
Okay.
For all the big ones.
Right. We did this just the other day again. We were in a movie theater and Kim's averting her eyes when something came up.
I am. I'm looking around, chewing on my popcorn, trying to make it really loud and crunchy.
Yep.
So I don't hear anything, only for the big blockbusters.
Yeah. It's like the Bird Box in the movie theater.
Haven't seen that.
I watched it and really liked it.
Okay.
I'll
like it.
I thought maybe you wouldn't because it's supposed to be kind of a horror movie.
Yeah.
But after seeing it,
I think
you'd like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all. You know me well enough to know if I'm going to like it.
I think you'd like it. I mean, you're going to have to be in the right mood and all that. But Sandra Bullock's great in it.
Okay, what's a hard question?
Awesome. Anyway, hard question. The hard question is Sandra Bullock good in the Bird Box? No, I'm just kidding. Here it is. Scott and Kim, I was wondering what it would take for Kim to ever leave Scott, your pal in Jeebus, Techno Brother 88.
What it would take?
Yeah, he wants
what's
to
that
know.
Mean?
He, I assume it's a he, Techno Brother 88. I don't know why he wants to know this, but he wants to know what it would take for you to leave me. What would I have to do? What crime would I have to commit?
What crimes would you have to commit?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to answer that.
It's a little tricky.
That's a little tricky. That's a little more, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean, think about it for a second.
I wouldn't know until you did the thing that made me go, I'm out.
All right, here's the list I suspect is.
You suspect the list?
Yeah, and you tell me if these are right or wrong.
Okay.
An affair. Probably,
yeah.
That'd be a bad one.
I'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah. Trust me, I got no, like... I don't even have the motivation, okay?
That's what I mean, though. It's like you wouldn't know until you were there, and then you went, okay, that was the straw.
Right. So there's the out one.
Okay, that's definitely one.
And since you and I already share, whenever someone sends a naked photo, like a weird fan photo, I already call you in the room, and we make it a family event. None of these.
Don't send them.
I have no secrets.
We're making fun. It's bad.
I have no secrets. Okay, number two.
Number two.
How about
so you got to do homework here.
What if I committed a murder in like Reno, Nevada and buried the body under a bed in a hotel?
We'd have to see. I might come visit you.
Okay, could we
get conjugal trailer
there, visits?
It depends on the gruesome murder if I was afraid of you or not.
Well, yeah, no, it wouldn't. Let's say that in this
just to
vacuum
watch, just
scenario.
To see him die? I mean, like what we're
no,
talking
no, no,
here?
Not like Johnny Cash. Just like I got in an argument with a guy at a casino in Reno, and Reno just seems like a good dirty place to get some greasy business going. And
some venereal diseases.
And I got in a fight, and somehow I elbowed him too hard in the face, and it killed him.
Okay.
Which sounds awful, but
I think
let's
you'd
just say.
You wouldn't be in there that long if it was.
Because it'd be manslaughter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's not enough necessarily for
it
you to
It depends
just take
on the
off?
Situation. Yeah, it depends on the situation. I might come visit you.
All right.
It depends on how long you're in there. If it's like for life, I don't know if I'd have to move on or not.
All right, here's a good one. Okay. What if I walked up behind your mother at the next family get together? All right, so Frances Soane standing
so
there.
So far, this is intriguing.
I walk up to her and I just give her the most atomic wedgie she's ever had in her life. Just yank her grandma underwear so hard and so high that she doesn't even know what to do. She's in shock by this.
Okay, let's be honest here. Mm. I wouldn't have to worry about leaving you because my dad would kill you. I'd have to visit my dad in prison.
Yeah, because then he'd have a manslaughter charge.
It'd be a manslaughter charge. I don't know. It'd be murder. It'd be first degree.
Wait, you think your dad would like, I mean, obviously I would catch him all off guard at first, but what if I ran? I got away from your dad. That's fine. And he's older. He's 72 now. He's fine.
He's 71.
71, sorry.
He would probably still chase you down. I have no doubt in my mind.
Wow. That's hardcore.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture it. All right. But you wouldn't necessarily leave me for that.
You'd leave me for that. You'd leave this world for that.
Okay, fair enough. And that's all that's the only scenarios I have. I can't think of anything else.
There's not really any.
Okay, no. I got one.
I don't have a plan. That's what they're asking.
One more for you. Okay.
Okay.
You're making a big batch of jambalaya.
Okay. Happens all the time around here.
And I sneak a cat turd into it.
And I just you wouldn't eat it.
And you find, no, wait, you don't know then. You make it, everybody eats it, everyone thinks it was great because so, the rest of the food so overwhelmed the cat turd that okay. a week later, somehow it slips that I did this and you find out that I did it. What would
so
you,
you
do?
Ate it too?
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. I may have looked like I did or I acted like, oh, boy.
I'm sorry that doesn't work that way. I would know there was a problem. I would see you not eating it going, what is wrong with this?
So, okay, that's fair. Because I love your jambalaya.
That's
if I didn't
probably
eat it,
more along the lines of I'd sock you really hard in the gut.
Yeah. Yeah. But you'd stay with me.
I'd probably stay with you, and I just wouldn't make you food anymore.
Okay.
That See, would that be your punishment.
That's worse.
That would be your punishment.
Well, there you go, Techno Brother 88. I don't know what to tell you. It's one. It's only really one of those scenarios is a 100% yes.
It's
So don't cheat on your significant
that's
other.
That's exactly right.
Is that what we've learned today?
What we've learned today. That's the lesson for today.
All right. Well. There'll be a couple more. Trust
Any
me.
Other emails we need to listen to?
Oh, I got more, but oh. We'll get to those in a second. Okay. I have to ask this question before we do, and it is a simple question, and I ask it of you because I'm just wondering what's going on here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the parking brake thing. What if Scott yanks the parking brake again?
No, I just punch him in the chest. Every time. Happens already.
The other day, I was literally just using it
you
for leverage,
using it
and
for
it
leverage.
Popped
I
once.
Still smack
you. Still punch me. I wasn't even trying to that
That's
night.
That's your own fault.
I tried to get away with something and Kim wouldn't let me. You guys want to hear what it is? I had a friend. We went over there for New Year's Day, had soup. It was great. Kim made
Zuppa Toscana.
I don't like saying it. It's an
Sorry,
annoying word.
You don't have to say it.
They're annoying words. They're not fun
Olive
to say.
Olive Garden soup?
Yeah, like the soup they make at Olive Garden that's so good. It's a certain.
It's potato and spicy sausage and kale.
Kale
soup.
And like a milky kind of thing.
It has some heavy cream in it.
Heavy cream, yeah. It's mm-hmm. so good. Oh my gosh. And then she made, our friend Ruth Ann made, what was
it? It was a creamy wild rice and mushroom.
Wild rice and mushroom. And I thought I was going to die because I love mushrooms. So anyway, it was great. We're hanging out, having a good time and everything.
Oh
and
yeah. Halfway did through try the, to get away with something.
Halfway through the evening, Darren, her husband, my friend says, hey, come in the basement and look at all the cool crap I have to get rid of because he's getting a basement put in. And he's a big time, has a lot of old computer stuff and just has stuff laying around. His wife's been trying to get him to get rid of it. So I go down there and he's got vintage 1997 or 95, whatever it was, IMAX, like the blue back end, yep. you know, the first, yep. like the first Steve Jobs iOS or Mac. Actually, it may still have been.
Okay, my
nine.
Favorite
anyway.
Thing is that you know now that his wife's trying to get him to get rid of it also.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He told me when I went down there. He says she's trying to get rid of these.
So he's trying to pawn it off on you. First clue, honey.
Yeah.
If she doesn't want it, I probably don't either.
Probably. But he had two of these in there. They're in pretty good mint condition. They still boot, in fact. He doesn't really have a use for them. And there's two of them. There's the blue one, and then he's got that hippie one that was a limited edition one. I
okay,
thought about
no
that.
No one has a use for them right now.
Well, now here was my use. Okay. I had an idea. I was going to bring it home. I was going to not use it as a computer. Duh. I mean, it's old as dirt. So I was going to gut it and turn it, in, keep the glass on the front and turn it into like a little like techno diorama deal in there. Like have some little, I don't know, robot men and just some cool little thing inside. Carter's going to help me do it. We're going to make this cool thing you could put out on display and people would walk by and go, ah, I've seen this before with people make them into fish tanks and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's a thing. And I thought, oh, that'd be cool. So he and I hork it out there at like, I don't know, 9:30 at night in 4-degree
Six
weather.
6-degree weather, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it in the back of my car thinking, well, I'll sneak that in when Kim's not around. And then what happened yesterday? You were out doing whatever you do.
Doing whatever I do.
And you found the
oh my.
And you found the thing. And,
I
the,
found
and she
it.
Calls me on the phone and is like all ticked.
I wasn't ticked. I just said, are you kidding me? We do not any more crap in our house.
I said, hold on. Let me explain. And then you wouldn't let me explain.
And then I wouldn't let you explain. It's true. But let's all be serious here. How many really projects have we completed? Like projects that are cool, crafty projects with old computers / video games /...
Well, if you're looking for completion,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I could name a couple of things.
Right now, right off the top of your head. Just give me one.
My gaming PC here is cool.
Your gaming PC was built by someone else.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I don't have one.
We have two sit-down cocktail machines in our house.
Yeah.
That
but
are
let's
still
have some history, though. This isn't me.
Lots of dust.
I didn't go to some swap meet and bring these home for $20 a piece. They're my dad's when he ran arcades when I was
a kid.
I have all this nostalgia connection to it. So there's a sit-down. What is it in there? Mooncresta or Gallagher or something?
Moonpresta. Yeah.
Not Presta. No, I don't know what it is. No. Mooncresta.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's Cresta, not Presta.
I don't know. I didn't play it.
Anyway, so there's Mooncresta, and it's a little sit-down unit. I thought it was Pac-Man, but that one was lost in that one guy's house. We had one of those two at one point.
Okay.
And then the one out in the garage, I don't even know what's in there, but it's my dad's handmade one. He made a line of these things that were all made by him, the buttons, the electronics, the boards he imported from Japan.
Take pictures of all of them.
I'm going to take tons of pictures. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to donate the Mooncresta machine to the University Video Game Museum. Okay.
If they want it, because it still doesn't work.
They told me they want it.
Okay.
So we're taking it up
good.
There.
That's good.
Yep. We'll park it there. We'll put our name on it. We'll be shown as the donors. Blah, blah, blah. And then the one my dad built, I am going to gut that and turn that into a working MAME cabinet. I'm going to do it.
I'm going to.
This year is the year.
How long has it been there?
Spring. I'm breaking it out. I'm gutting it.
So this is the question. What happens if it doesn't happen till fall? If nothing happens to it between now and fall, do I get to donate that one too?
Because
we're going to need some room in the garage.
This is pretty good motivation, actually.
It's really good motivation, I think.
Okay, yeah. If I don't have that worked out and dusted and done, or not, you know, if I'm not at least working on it before the fall, then you can donate that one too.
I really am serious about it.
I'm going to do it. Yeah, you've all heard it. Everyone's going to hear this.
Our garage is getting full. We have been doing construction, and so now it's just like getting piled up. We need to get rid of a few things out there, and so it's a good time to do it.
Yeah, so we're going to do that.
All right.
But that wasn't what I was going to ask you, though.
Sorry.
Oh. You're on like the ninth viewing of Gilmore Girls. I just want to know what's up with that.
It's the second time I've ever run through the whole thing.
I don't think that's true.
It is.
Do you have any interest in her new thing, that Miss Maisel, whatever amazing Mrs. Maisel deal that's on?
Yes.
You do want to
see
that?
And I've seen one episode of that, and I really liked it, so I'm going to see that too. But I just have to finish what I'm watching right now.
There are boobies in that, I noticed, in that new one.
Okay.
I think that's the deal.
I haven't gotten that far.
It's like, hey, everybody, we're making something for Amazon or Netflix. Should we have boobs? Yes. The answer is always yes. All right. Well, but you're watching it again, and my question is, you're going to go all the way through and then do the reunion deal?
Yes, and then Miss Maisel.
And then you're really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's only the second time I've ever done that.
Chat room's getting all over me. I like the Gilmore Girls. I watched it.
January's that time, though. You get into something because you're doing a lot of resolutions and you're spending less money, hopefully, and you're cooking more. That's what I'm doing anyway.
Yeah.
And so I have more time to do that in between loads of laundry and whatever's cooking and all that stuff.
But there's that season where Sheila Von Vorbisch or whatever her name is that runs the thing. What's her name?
Sarah, who are we talking about?
Whoever it is. The famous like showrunner that's now doing the Miss Maisel thing.
Oh, okay.
Can't think of her name. Chat room will know.
She
left for a season or two, because she was, I don't know what happened there. There was some falling out or whatever. Mm-hmm. Somebody else wrote it, and then those were the seasons where Rory went to college and was a total butthole and had that horrible blonde boyfriend. And for a whole season, she wouldn't even talk to her mom, which is the whole point of the show, is the Gilmore Girls to like speak and communicate.
Hey, this is real life stuff. Sometimes you spend an entire season.
It's a horrible.
Not a year, but a whole season not talking to your mother.
Amy Sherman Palladino is the name. Sorry. We got the name wrong.
Look.
Yeah.
I'm going to work my way through it.
Okay.
It's all good.
All right. Okay. It's totally fine. Are you going to fall off when she goes to college with that idiot boyfriend?
Probably not. I'm going to watch it all the way through.
All right. That's fine.
And then the reunion, and then Miss Maisel.
How can you stand the season, though, where they don't get along? They're not even friends.
It's all good. It's part of life, babe.
Is it?
Yep.
Have you had that with your kids where they won't talk to you yet?
No, not more than a day.
All right.
All right.
There's always tomorrow. Okay, so there's that. I just wanted to get that out of the way. Let's read a couple of quick emails here. From Anchorage, Alaska, Mike wrote in, says, hello, Kim. And he's the reason he's addressing you, by the way.
I was going to say, hey, Kim.
He says,
forget you, Scott.
He says, love the show. Great work, but a little advice. You should look into rotating your guest more often. Scott's nice but do we need to see him all the time? He says, I blew that one. Anyway, he says, I kid, Scott's okay. My wife and I have been married for 24 years. You guys sound a lot like we do. Your friends, as well as husband and wife. Keep up the great show. Mike from Anchorage.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, dude. I hope Russia doesn't get you guys back. I hope that Alaska doesn't get sent back to Russia. It could happen.
Okay.
They have friends over here now. All right. I'm just saying.
They have friends. We're your friends.
I don't want
Thanks,
get,
Mike.
I don't want to get political. But anyway, no.
You're not allowed.
Alaska is one of the states I've never been to and would like to go to one day.
Okay.
And
put it on the list.
I don't know. Like, some Alaskan cruise could be cool. Because I like the idea of seeing all that icy stuff without having to go do anything in it. You know what
you
I mean?
You should go in the summer is what you're saying?
Well, you do it from the comfort of the ship, and then you can just walk out
and
go,
ooh. You can see whale watching or watch the northern lights. Those would all be really cool.
Can you do that, whale watching?
I think so. I don't know. I've never been on one either, a cruise to Alaska, but we should try it.
I wonder how the whales feel about that.
I don't know.
Whales are like...
the size of the ship, so it's a little scary.
Some of them, yeah. Anyway, thank you there, Mike. And then one from Joshua Gobson, who says, his subject is thank you. Much like you, Kim, my better half and I have an agreement that our large purchase of the year was a joint Christmas present. This is a thank you because she reached out and managed to get a TMS t-shirt signed by Brian, Wendy, and yourself. Thank you for the content you provide and for assisting in a wonderful Christmas gift.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you're
what
welcome,
a great
Josh.
Gift.
I wasn't sure who that was for, but now I know.
Now you know.
Yeah. We were happy.
That's really cool.
Happy to do that. That was not a problem. Some people, I mean, if everybody always asks us for, everything to get signed and passed around, that might be a pain, but it's not a pain once in a while. Someone will come by and go, hey, I want to do a special thing. We say, of course you do. We can do that. In fact, you know what, Kim? Today we should give away something.
Okay. What do you want to give away?
One of my books.
How about the sit-down cocktail machine?
No. No, we're not giving that away.
Okay, I'm just teasing. Yes, one of your books.
One of those, the comic compilation, MyExtraLife.com compilation from, we published it in 2015, but it includes comics all the way back to 2001, and a whole bunch of extra stuff thrown in there, bonus material, some diary stuff, all kinds of cool stuff. And if you never got on that bandwagon before, you could be a big winner, and here's how you do it. Somebody in the chat, if you've not won one of these before or don't own one, I'd prefer that status so that we make sure that, we're not just giving you two of them. If you want a copy of that thing, then send me a private message on Twitch during the show, and I'll pick one of you that sends me a PM.
That's perfect.
Yep. Just right-click me and whisper
me. And the second person gets the cocktail machine.
Yeah. So just whisper me, and I'll...
Whisper you?
Whisper me, and I'll consider you for the thing. All right, that's it for that. What else is going on? Oh, I know. This.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
All right.
That's where we talk about the food.
You have a food idea for this week?
Yes, first of all, we did meatloaf last week, like we talked about.
Yep. Non-ketchup-y.
I made it with homemade mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it was good.
Non-ketchup-y, I like that.
I horked that stuff down like it was
You really
air.
Liked it.
Oh, my
And it
gosh.
Was good. We cooked it, slow cooked it, and it was just really juicy. It was really good.
Yeah, it was utterly fantastic, that stuff.
But this week, because it's the new year and I'm into cooking again, not that I wasn't for December, but there's a lot more parties and family things going on. So, I'm into scones right now. And I've made Scott the blueberry scones, your basic vanilla ones, things like that.
Yeah.
But I found some savory ones I want to try.
So wait a minute. Normally a scone is considered like a dessert-y...
No, more like a biscuit, but it can be any flavor.
Okay.
So I found some really good cinnamon chip ones, triple cinnamon chocolate chip ones, all of those. We've made blueberry ones. We've made lemon ones before.
Usually really big fan of that. But you're telling me we can put like a hot dog in the middle of the thing or what?
Not a hot dog, but... Okay. There's some ham and cheddar ones with little bits of ham and cheddar all through them.
Yeah.
That look amazing. I'm going to have to try those this week.
All right.
But I was surprised to see how many different recipes for scones. And I love just a really basic scone with mascarpone cheese and then like a good jam. Mm.
Well, when are we doing this? How soon? I want to try them now.
Tomorrow.
Oh, gosh, dang it. I didn't get that part. Tomorrow sounds great. Okay.
I'll make some tomorrow. Today, we're having pot roast for dinner because it's family dinner night.
All right. Well, I'm all in for that.
You're all in for that. I'm making mashed potatoes with browned butter, which, by the way, is better than gravy.
Is it?
You've had it before.
Or are you just making that up?
You've had it before. You tell me.
I don't know. Have I?
Browned butter. Remember, I browned it and then I poured it over the mashed potatoes.
I'm trying to remember if that's something I've had or not.
Yes, you have. A couple of times because I've made it for you.
Real quick, we have a winner for the book. Would you like to know who it is?
Yes.
Graham Cracker.
Graham Cracker. Well, is your name Graham or Cracker?
Why is the echo talking to us?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. We said nothing like the A word name. Graham Cracker, you're the winner.
All right.
Congratulations. Everybody else, thanks for trying. There's a bunch of you entered. I just picked you randomly, so
winner,
completely
winner.
Random pick.
Chicken
but
dinner.
There was a load of you who tried to get it. We'll do more of these as the show goes along each week, and we'll do some giveaways. And Graham Cracker, if you would send me an email, scott@frogpants.com, I will get you all set up and send you some bonus stuff, too.
I will ship it right out.
Yeah, we'll send tomorrow. Some stickers, a couple of prints or something.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of stickers and prints.
Yeah.
We're making some new packs this week.
Oh, right. We should tell people. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you said this. All right. Go to frogpants.com/store. That's you at home, anyone, wherever you're listening to this. And, help us out with Boomer's operation. So here's the quick story. I told on TMS. I'll tell it again real quick. Nick got a dog. He adopted her. Her name is Boomer. Yes, based on the character from Battlestar Galactica. She is some kind of mutt, but an amazing dog. We all love her. She's great. She got in a wrestling match with a pit bull, and as a result, popped her hip bone out in a very permanent way. They can't have
hip
it just
dysplasia,
healed.
Hip dysplasia, they're calling it.
Hip dysplasia, exactly. And as a result, it's like an $1,800 pushing $2,000 surgery, and Nick refuses to take any charity money for it, like just people giving him money to do it.
Yeah, we wanted him to do a different kind of
like
thing.
Like a GoFundMe or something. Yeah, but he didn't want to do it. He's really proud that way. Yeah. I'm that way. He was raised this way, so I totally get why he feels this way. So he was just going to take every penny he had and just throw it all at the surgery and basically be broke. And I said, well, all right, let's meet in the middle somewhere. What if we made a way for people to get something cool in the mail for not a ton of money, and all the proceeds, zero profit, would go anywhere else but the dog. So all it covers is costs and the dog, and that's it. And he said, okay, I'd do that. I said, all right, great. So I arranged it. It's here, I'll put it up. It's at frogpants.com/store. It is the most recent posting, so it's not hard to find. And you'll see it there. It says, I think it says print packs for Nick's Boomer Fund. I like to call it Operation Boomer because it's literally for an operation, but that's kind of stupid. Anyway, here's what it looks like, chat room, if you're watching live. There are a number of free prints included in the core package. That being, let's see, this one I did called Running with Pencils, Naked Mario. Whoops, go back. Naked Mario, where he's got, for some reason, tan feet, but not the rest of him. You got a zombie SpongeBob, you got this guy trying to scan this alien on the planet, and then you got something Nick drew. It's his version of Spider-Man saying thanks for all the support and his signature, and he drew that as well and did a killer job on it. It looks really, really good.
He's really excited about it because it feels less, hey, we want everyone else to help me out here,
and he
more
really
like,
want
hey,
to do that.
Let's do a cool sticker pack, print pack that goes out to everybody that wants it and it
now,
helps them out.
Here's the other nice thing. This... is my browser so jacked? One second, I'll fix it. Okay, there we go. The other option is, so there's two options. One's $10 is all for the one I just mentioned, all 4x4 prints, super, super cool. Or you can spend $20 and get 9x12 prints that are all signed as long as they last anyway. So this is signed stuff. It's the one where I got Admiral Akbar pointing at a buck-toothed guy saying, it's a gap. the one where I did the black and white art of what ended up on the back of our playing cards and other stuff. There's a Batman joke. Anyway, these are available as well. And some people have been like, oh, I'll get both. And some people are like, I'll just get the one or the other. But wherever your fancy is, you can be anywhere in the world. Zero shipping costs.
Oh, that's very nice.
Won't cost you a dime to ship it.
It's limited amounts of them.
Yeah, we don't have a ton, so get on it. Yeah, but we'll ship them anywhere.
You guys are great helping him out.
Yeah, so thanks for that. A lot of people have already, and if you haven't, consider it because it's a cool way to help the boy.
Help the boy, the town crier,
and he'll be, you know, very, very, what's the word? Very, he'll feel honored that we even thought of him. So something to do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else? Is that it? That's it. We did the foodie thing. Did we give them all the info they needed?
Well, I like usual, I find all my recipes on Pinterest. That's kind of my favorite place to go. And there are hundreds of different varieties of scones I'm going to try this week. Not I'm going to try hundreds of them, but I'm going to try a few of them off of Pinterest and see what I like. And then we'll talk about it next week. See which ones you liked.
Yeah. I went to look for ladyinternet.com.
Oh, no.
It's taken. It's just being squatted on. They want $20,000.
It's called Pinterest.com.
Well, yeah. But it wouldn't be cool, you know, like if you had a lady internet. I know that was a dangerous search, but I
was going to say, that seems dangerous.
Let's try maninternet.com.
Careful there. Manternet.
Goes to maninternet. it looks like it's for sale. And it's about, that's another 20 grand. So
what? Nope. What?
People squat, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Welcome to, well, it's always been this way, but people squat on these domains. It's disgusting. The guy that had, when I was using myextralife.com, mm-hmm. the guy who had extralife.com squatted on that thing from the 90s all the way up till now.
Is it still not available?
It's still not available. He still hasn't sold it. And the things, he wanted like 65 grand for this thing back in 2002. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He's never going to sell it at that. There's no use for it for that price. It's ridiculous. Ugh. Yeah, squatters are dumb.
That's crazy town.
F those guys. What else? That's probably it. Do you have anything else you want to add today?
No. Just everybody have a great start to their year.
Yeah.
Good luck on your resolutions.
Yeah. I hope everybody has
good food.
Has a good year. Yeah. Eat good food.
Yeah,
that's
eat
a
good
thing.
Food. Make that your thing this year.
We've been good since the first. Like.
Yeah, we were good all weekend before the first.
Yeah, except for when Carter ordered 4 pizzas for no reason.
Well, that was for a lot of people coming over when we were gone.
Yeah, that was banana.
We did
time.
Go try the Angry Korean.
Oh yeah, you like that? You
I
like
liked
the Angry
it
Korean?
A lot.
Yeah,
it
the
was
food
good.
Was good. Yeah, the only problem with the Angry Korean is there weren't a lot of people in there, and I feel bad for them.
I think it was because we went kind of early for dinner on New Year's Eve. I think a lot of people were out later. They're not open later, but I think that may have been why people just weren't going out yet.
Yeah, that could be.
Otherwise, they would be out for like 6 hours, 7 hours in the night.
Yeah, that was kind of a bummer, but
really good food.
The food
you get
was
a chance
insane.
To try it. It's in the district, and it was yummy.
They had beef bulgogi tacos.
Yes, that's what you got.
Which you're going to hear about and go tacos. That's not Korean, and you'd be right. It's not really or it's not really.
It started
Korean.
Out as a food truck, and I think that's why a lot of the recipes work. They're more, you know, bowls, rice bowls, things like that. I had the. Bulgogi rice bowl.
Well, the
it
flavor,
good.
The flavors are legit, and I would recommend it.
Yeah.
So check it out if you're
check
in town.
Check it out.
The Angry Korean. Not just my sister-in-law anymore. Now it's a place I can visit. That's going to do it for us. Big thanks, everybody. Don't forget to check us out on Patreon if you like this show and you want to see it continue. Patreon.com/frogpants is where you can go. We appreciate all your contributions there. And any and more would be wonderful. Patreon.com/frogpants. We're at frogpants.com/skim. And don't forget, leave us voicemails, 801-471-0462. And of course, you can email us by going to the website. That's frogpants.com/skim. That's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Kim.
See ya.
See you later. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Let's be honest here. Mm. I wouldn't have to worry about leaving you because my dad would kill you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.